Trend number two, the online generation. It's no secret that the millennials, the 70 million Americans born since 1982, are a powerful force in the economy. These young consumers have more disposable income than any previous generation in history. One of every three high school students carries a credit card. And today's teenagers and college students enjoy a combined spending power of $375 billion, according to data from Alloy Media and Marketing, as reported in Business Week. What has been a mystery until now has been how to reach them with advertising messages that won't be ignored, like a MP3 player that isn't an iPod. Now, a small but growing number of savvy marketers are realizing the enormous potential of online social networks to achieve this goal. As the first generation to grow up with iTunes, blogs, email, and instant messaging, millennials are more comfortable online than their parents or older siblings. Millions of high school and college-aged Americans are staying connected to each other by using online social networks. These networks are shaping new forms of social behavior in the first generation ever to begin using them as children. These users are distinct from adults, who view the web as a tool to supplement their daily activities. Adults make purchases, check the news or weather, or send emails. But many of the millennials actually live online part of the time. Nearly 90% of 12 to 17-year-olds use the Internet now, according to the Pew Internet and American Life Project. Teens between the ages of 15 and 18 spend 6.5 hours a day either on the net, playing video games, or watching TV, according to a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation. As technologies converge, these technologies will all become one seamless online stream of content. At present, those youths are using online social networks nearly 90 minutes each day, which represents the largest growth in Internet usage, up 300% in the last 5 years. The three top sites, ranked by their number of users according to Business Week, are number one, MySpace.com with 40 million users, number two, Zanga.com with 6.4 million users, and number three, Facebook.com with 4.2 million users. According to Business Week, MySpace.com was the 15th most visited website last October by Nielsen Net Ratings, when it accounted for 10% of all the Internet ads viewed online during that month. It has surpassed eBay, Google, and AOL in number of page views. At MySpace, members can join groups that revolve around music, sports, religion, or other mutual interests. In addition, more than 350,000 musical groups and solo performers have created pages at MySpace, where members can preview their new songs, send messages to the musicians, and see schedules of upcoming concerts. That according to the Los Angeles Times. Roughly half of the users are between the ages of 12 and 24. Zanga.com describes itself as a community of online diaries and journals. Teens use the site to post blogs and to upload photos to share with their friends. Facebook.com targets a slightly older membership. Most of its users are enrolled in colleges. Harvard student Mark Zuckerberg founded Facebook as a way for college students to connect online. It now has 1,500 colleges in its network, and students can make friends on other campuses, post reviews of classes, and join groups that revolve around shared interests. In addition, there are about 300 smaller social networking sites, including ClassFace.com, BuzzOven.com, and PhotoBucket.com. However, the popularity of social networks has led to problems. According to the Boston Globe, at Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts, the principal blamed several fights at the school on exchanges that began between students on MySpace the previous night. And high school and college students are not the only users of the site. While members of MySpace are required to check a box to indicate that they are at least 14 years old, there's no way for the site to verify that younger users aren't lying about their ages. The site is wildly popular among children in grammar schools, with 11-year-olds pretending to be in their 20s, according to the Los Angeles Times, which asserts that MySpace and other social networking sites are helping to spawn a generation of uninhibited liars. Even worse than the children who post dishonest profiles are the members who give out too much real information. Some list their personal data online, including height, weight, last names, hometowns, workplaces, schools, and phone numbers. Other members post photos of themselves in their underwear. All of this can make the youth easy targets for criminals. The Los Angeles Times cites two recent examples in which teenage girls were sexually assaulted by men who found them through their profiles on MySpace. Despite the risks and problems associated with online social networks, they continue to grow dramatically, often doubling in the number of users in a matter of months. At the same time, this growth has caught the attention of media corporations and venture capitalists. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp recently spent $580 million to buy Intermix Media, the parent company of MySpace, according to Business Week. Similarly, Facebook and other social networks have attracted millions of dollars in venture capital from firms like Excel Partners and Redpoint Ventures. Yet, despite its VC funding and a staff of 50, Facebook hasn't turned a profit. Looking forward, we offer the following three forecasts. First, a big opportunity for marketers for the next few years will be to reach young consumers at social networks like MySpace. By building brand awareness among people in their teens and 20s, companies can attract some of the billions of dollars in disposable income this generation spends. And if firms can also get the members of a social network to discuss their products favorably online, they can build even more credibility for their brands. For example, the Walt Disney Company promoted its movie, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, on Zanga.com by creating blogs for the characters in the film. 5,000 users signed up as subscribers to read the blogs and add to them, resulting in a total of 220,000 page views, according to Business Week. Facebook.com invites companies that sell the products its members use to sponsor groups on the site that focus on those products. For example, Apple sponsors a Facebook group that discusses how to use their Macs and iPods. The company gives away prizes, announces new products, and alerts the members to new promotions such as student discounts. For companies like Apple, as well as other sponsors of groups such as Electronic Arts and Victoria's Secret, this innovative marketing approach is more successful than buying banner ads. Young consumers are more likely to be persuaded by their peers to buy a product than they are to be influenced by a pop-up ad. Second, companies will have to develop new strategies for creating their own social networks. So far, all of the attempts have failed. Procter & Gamble tried to build a network that revolved around Sparkle body spray and failed. Few people joined. Now, according to Business Week, the company is having more success by sponsoring a network within MySpace that is built around the product. And third, the youth-oriented sites like MySpace and Facebook will leverage the power of their social networks by expanding into other media. According to the Wall Street Journal, MySpace has already launched a music label, MySpace Records, to develop and promote new bands. The site's founders told Business Week that they plan to extend the brand into movie production, satellite radio, and wireless technology.